when you want to expand and grow and multiply, you need to do it in collaboration, right? The best way to do it is to not have to do it alone. You know how they say there's strength in numbers, right? There's a lot of strength in collaboration. So I was already thinking about that idea of collaboration, of connection, of multiplication. And then the theme came to me for the month. So the theme for June, drum roll please, is
listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Hey, listener, welcome to episode number 109 of Blissen Up. So today is literally the last day of May and the last sacred Sunday of the month. And if you've been here a while, then you know what that means. Today is the day where we get to name the theme for the upcoming month. It's an opportunity to notice what has been working, what has not been working in the last month. What do we want to carry forward, and what do we want to leave behind that no longer serves us? It's an opportunity to name what has been going on, name the season we've been in, name what we've been nurturing, and name our intention going forward. What do we want to step into? How do we want to show up in this new month? What do we want to prioritize and focus on? That is the lens we get to set our intentions through. And then that gives us the opportunity to spend the month nurturing that intention with purpose, with direction, with clarity. And let me tell you, it is a game changer to live according to that rhythm. I have been doing this practice for years now. And let me tell you, the more that I repeat this process, the more convinced I am that it is the best way to prevent you from drifting in your life, drifting away from your goals, drifting away from your desires, drifting away from what matters most to you. This is a great practice to bring you back into alignment, because every day is an opportunity to drift or an opportunity to realign. Every single day, we are given one more chance to bring it back and stay on track, or to get a little further away from who we want to become. And every day is an opportunity to practice who we are becoming. So that is the work that we are doing on today's episode. And I'm really grateful that you join me every month in doing this practice, because I really believe this is the type of work that if you do not do, your life becomes one long run-on sentence. But if you practice this, it becomes a story with chapters and punctuation marks and pauses and opportunities to enjoy, to laugh, to cry, to reflect, and to really romanticize the life that you have. So we are welcoming June. June is a very special month because it is not only the midway point of the year, which is kind of exciting, right? The sixth month of the year. This is our halfway mark to the end of 2026, but it's also the transition into a new season. And that is always a beautiful thing, to be able to embrace a new season, What is the energy of the season? What is that going to mean for your life, for your circumstances? What is shifting? What is changing? What requires adjustments? June is a very powerful month in noticing these shifts and deciding how you want to show up in your life. So I started looking back at the month of May, and if you listen to the May episode, the theme that I chose for May was Imagine May. I wanted May to be all about imagination, using imagination, embracing imagination, and learning about imagination. And I have to tell you that I noticed a lot of different things. But the thing that I noticed the most was how interesting it was to embrace a theme for the month that felt a little magical, with being in a month that required practicality, pragmatism, and more of like a survival vibration. That was what May was for me. It was about survival, about pragmatism, about really practicing this work. I talked about this in my well community, but it was like I was working the work this month, right? My sister had a big surgery. May is an overwhelming month as it is. And it was, I had to stay really present in the moment. I had to stay really focused. I had to focus only on what was essential. It was a survival month. And yet I had chosen this theme that felt to me at the beginning a little bit more magical, a little bit more whimsical, a little bit more of the kind of theme that you'd think you embrace when you are in a flow of joy in your life, or of like more of a whimsical nature as opposed to what I was actually experiencing. But in nurturing that theme, I realized how much I learned about imagination because of the month that I was in. One of my clients, she chose the word dream for one of her monthly themes a couple of months ago, and she had the same experience as me. Her word was dream, and yet her life circumstances did not feel dreamy at all. They were about survival and about showing up and practical things and working the work. And it didn't feel like a dreamy month. And yet she learned so much about what it means to dream in spite of those circumstances. To, you know, what does dream mean? What is that theme? How does that theme serve you in when you're facing circumstances like the ones that she was facing? Same thing happened to me with imagination. And I loved it. I loved the theme imagination. I feel like it has opened me up to being a person who is focused on creating a limitless life rather than focusing on the limits that I have. Thinking, what are the possibilities beyond the limits that I see? What if I looked at this differently? How can my imagination serve me? What is the best use of my imagination? It was great. It was a really important month in that respect. So it definitely served a great purpose, and I feel that I used it well. And most importantly, what I love about it is that it is one more theme that I get to stack onto my collection of themes. I use these monthly themes almost like mini habits. If you've ever read the book Atomic Habits, James Clear talks about a concept of habit stacking, the importance of having a habit that you already have and then stacking another habit on top of that habit that you already have to enhance that habit, to make it more productive, to add on good things to what is already working in your life. And I kind of have adopted habit stacking to intention stacking, to theme stacking, right? It's when you nurture these themes for the whole entire month and you think about them and you focus on them and you prioritize them and you see how they serve you in different circumstances, then you can put them into your toolbox, like a tool in your toolbox that you can carry with you into the next month and pull it out when it's important. And I have so many of those themes that I keep in my toolbox. Some are super sticky. They just stick with me forever. Like Close the Loop October was one month. Anchor August was another one. Oh, one of my favorite ones was Different December. I did that one and it was always inspiring me to do things a little different than I would normally do. And every once in a while, those themes will show up in my life. And I'm like, oh, I remember if I was in Different December, this is what I would have done. Or if I was in Anchor August, this is how I would have thought about this thing. It really supports me in stacking on to those intentions that just keep me traveling in the right direction. It's awesome. So that was May. Now it's time to think about June. What is the energy of June? I want you to take a minute to think about your May. What did you learn? What did you experience? Go through your camera roll. Go through your calendar. Look at everything that happened for you. What did this month represent? What are you so proud of? What were your successes? What did you hang on to? What did you nurture? Now that you know all of that, you get to think about, what do you want in the upcoming month? What do you want to focus on? What do you want to carry with you? Is it time to shift gears? Is it time to change direction? Is it time to make adjustments? What are you feeling? So for me, when I went through this exercise and I started to think about what I was feeling into in the month of June, I went back to my word of the year. My word of this year is excellence. And every month has been a little step in the direction of excellence. How do I become more excellent in my work? How do I become more excellent in my personal life? How do I show up with excellence? What does excellence mean? And every theme that I have thought about this month has been under the umbrella of excellence. Even when I thought about imagination in May, I was like, how can I use my imagination to show up with more excellence? And actually, it was when I started to think about being limitless and having an imagination that has no limits, I started to think of just a more expanded version of myself, a version of myself where I get to multiply my efforts, multiply my results, just grow in different areas, in visibility, in strength, in relationships, in abundance, in love. I don't know, I was thinking expansion. And what's interesting is that earlier this year, I did something that I had never done before, and I did it in the name of excellence. I had a two-day local retreat here in Miami with my team where we sat down and we spent 2 days just thinking about the business, planning for the business, focusing on all of the elements of the business, really looking ahead and getting an action plan together, doing the Live with Intention framework, but for the business for the entire year. And I had never done that before. It wasn't even my idea. It was my assistant Fran's idea to do it. But when she suggested it, I thought, that is what you do in the pursuit of excellence. So I agreed and we went and we had this retreat. So as we were looking at the year, when we were planning for third quarter, and I have to tell you this, I've said this in many episodes, but I cannot emphasize this enough. This is not an easy task for me to plan super ahead. it is not easy for me to look into the third quarter when I'm in a first quarter energy. That is not something that comes naturally to me at all. So I have to predict how I'm going to be in the third quarter. And I'm like, for a long time, that felt like a waste of my time. But this year, I wanted to try it in the pursuit of excellence, because I know that people who are excellent that I follow, right? Success leaves clues. And people that I consider to be very successful plan ahead. They plan for their lives and they plan for their businesses. And I love my Live With Intention framework, but I do recognize that I am doing it very on pace, on rhythm as the months go. And I'm like, it would serve me well to look ahead. So when I looked ahead at the third quarter of this year, the thing that came to us was growth and visibility and expansion. That's what the season calls for. That's what summer calls for. So I was like, that's what the business could call for, right? What if we did that? Like, what if we worked this month on this and this month on this? And, you know, and I kind of went through the things, and then we focused in starting in June around that time, really moving towards more visibility and more expansion. That was like from a business perspective. And it's incredible because I have the whiteboard that I drew the quadrants in my office. And when I was getting ready for June and I looked at it, I was like, spot on. It was spot on. It was in flow. I'm in flow with the plan that we had. So that felt really nice and great. And we'll see how it continues to progress the more I repeat and practice this process. So anyway, I'm thinking about that, right? Multiplication, expansion, growth in different areas of my life. And what occurred to me is that when you want to expand and grow and multiply, you need to do it in collaboration, right? The best way to do it is to not have to do it alone. You know how they say there's strength in numbers, right? There's a lot of strength in collaboration. So I was already thinking about that idea of collaboration, of connection, of multiplication. And then the theme came to me for the month. So the theme for June, drum roll, please, is join June. The definition of the verb join is to fasten, to bring together as a unit, to become a member of something, to unite, to connect, to yoke. In marriage, I've often heard that for a marriage to thrive, you should be equally yoked, right? You are equally yoked because you are of the same value system, of the same, you're headed to the same, in the same direction. You are united by the same commitments, right? To the same, going in the same direction. So as I thought about what I wanted June to look like, it occurred to me that that is what I want. I want to think about my life from a perspective of a joint effort, of a joint venture, of joining forces, right? Because together we can move faster, stronger, and with more confidence in a direction. Together, we can multiply and we can expand. And this is the month that I want to focus on doing that with deep, deep intention. So I've already begun the practice of looking for ways to join forces with people that are equally yoked as me. People that are driven by intention, by alignment, by purpose, that have similar goals and values and are driven in the same direction. That is what I want this month to focus on. And then, of course, that begs the question to evaluate, to notice, What are you already joined into? Where are you spending your time? Where are you collaborating? Where are you co-dreaming? Where are you co-creating? Are you doing it in spaces where you are equally yoked or not? Are you unequally yoked and being pulled in a different direction than the one that you want to go? These are the questions that I want you to be asking this month. So this is what I want June to represent for me. This is what we're going to spend the month nurturing. What are we joining? Who are we joining with when it comes to yourself, your business, your relationships, your habits? What are you going to connect to fasten onto, to unite with, to yoke with this month in an effort to multiply, grow, and expand? Isn't that exciting? I feel like it's exciting. Just this morning, I was talking to a girlfriend of mine and I was sharing with her that I was going to record this podcast today and that I had the theme and I was so excited about the theme. And she's like, oh my God, please tell me what the theme is. And I told her it was Join June. And as I started to share with her the why, I had an idea spark in my mind in that very moment with her. And I cannot wait to execute on that idea. I cannot wait to nurture that. And I said to her, this is the point of the work. When you create an intention, when you name an intention, and then you focus on that, on nurturing that intention, and you see things through the lens of that intention, then all of a sudden it sparks ideas, it sparks opportunities, it sparks magic in your life. So now I ask you, what is your theme for June going to be? Maybe you're feeling into join June just like I am, or maybe this is a month for you to find joy or take action or something completely different than only you can name. What matters is that you name it and then you spend your month nurturing that intention with purpose instead of drifting through another 30 days on autopilot. So this week, take a few minutes for yourself and notice what June is asking of you. What is the energy you want to step into? And what is the word that captures that energy? And if this is something you don't want to do alone and you want to feel supported and inspired and held accountable to actually integrate these concepts into your life, I want to invite you to join The Well. The Well is my year-long group coaching container, and it is for women who are practicing this work every single week, who are equally yoked because they are committed to stepping into the highest version of themselves, who are committed to really creating a life of intention, despite the challenges that may come their way, despite the difficulties and the sadness and the pain and the real things that happen every single day. They still carve out the time to reflect, decide, and take action. This is the space where we meet to name our intentions together, hold each other to them, and become the women we mean to become. You could join us at carolinedeposada.com/thewell, or you could find the link in the show notes. But I will leave you with this. Whatever you choose this June, choose something, because the woman you are becoming is waiting on the other side of that decision. Happy Sacred Sunday, and I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you'd follow, rate, or leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this episode with them. Now, if you're feeling called to keep the conversation going, come join us inside the Blissen Up community on Facebook. It is a free space to reflect and root into intention together. You can find the link in the show notes or just search Blissen Up with Caroline de Posada on Facebook. I'd love to welcome you in. Until next time, take care and keep noticing the sparks of bliss in your life.